Welcome to another episode of SDBC Podcast. Today, I have my co-host here, Mary. Welcome
Hello.
Back, Mary.
Thank you.
For those of you who heard on a recent Sunday, we announced that Mary is expecting. Mm-hmm. Mary and Phil are going to be mommy and daddy soon
in January.
New Year. Yeah. Awesome. And she was also on sick leave. That part we're not woohooing, but she is back to work, and we're super excited about that she is getting healthier again and that we are able to see her on a Sunday and also throughout the week. So thanks for being back with us, Mary.
Absolutely. Good to be back.
Yeah, and we have our guest, Caitlin Parker, our director of SDBC Kids. Our first episode of this season, we had you on it. Mm-hmm. And so welcome back.
Two in a row. Let's go.
I know, right? Well, thanks for being here. Today, we wanted to talk about summer at SDBC. What does summer look like for us? I sometimes write in the Optimist, which is like our local newspaper for our city in Delta. And I wrote about, hey, it's summer, and what does summer look like for us, and how can we take advantage of the time? We live in this beautiful area where summer is glorious, and it feels like we wait for summer all year long, and when summer comes, it feels almost hectic, and we got to take advantage of it and all of that stuff. Hmm. So I'm sure, listeners, you guys have your routines and rhythms for summers and plans for this particular summer as well. But we wanted to give you an inside look on what it looks like for a church staff, and in particular, our church staff and our church life. What does it look like for us during the summer? So I think there's lots of exciting things happening. There's also a little bit of peace and quiet as well. I know that, Mary, you'll probably talk about this later, but community groups are winding down. Mm-hmm. I know some groups still meet, but most of our groups have already closed for the summer, and they'll recommence later in September. But there's still activity going on in these community groups, and we'll talk about that later. But why don't we start with SDBC Kids? This is why we have you joining us as a guest here, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. I know there's lots of exciting things happening throughout the summer. We've already had a couple exciting things.
We have, yep.
Yeah, why don't we launch with those things that we already had, and then we'll launch into the rest of summer.
Definitely. What was it? The 25th or 23rd
like
of
that,
June?
Yeah.
That Sunday, many, many people came out. We had our carnival. I think that was at least the fifth, if not sixth, one we've had. We had a couple pre-COVID, mm-hmm. had to pause for a couple years. And then I think this is year three coming out of that. And it's kind of gotten bigger and better every year. And mm-hmm. kind of almost culminated this year. Like, we're not done growing at all by any means, but we had so many people come out. We had a bunch of community families as well, families from the preschool that when I saw them picking up their kids, I like ran outside. I was like, hey, you should come join us, and told them what we were doing. And they were just so blown away. One, that it was free.
Yeah.
Two, that we had like ice cream and a food truck here. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I can't believe you guys do this for just like, you do this every year for like anyone to come. Like, absolutely. We do. So they felt very blessed and very excited by that. And yeah, I think we had an amazing turnout. So many people, and we got great feedback from it.
Yeah.
And the only, I don't even want to say negative feedback, but like the constructive feedback was, you should get another really big, like, inflatable fun thing. I'm like, okay, let's grow even more. Come on, we can do that.
Yeah.
So it was really fun.
It was very fun. Mm-hmm. I think this has become the SCBC Kids Sunday / Carnival mm-hmm. has become one of our biggest events, numbers-wise at least. Numerically, this is, other than Easter and Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. this is probably the largest Sunday that we have usually now. And yeah, we highlight SCBC Kids Ministry. We appreciate all the volunteers that serve on it on a regular basis. We show the children how much we love them as a church family. We get to participate in some of the things that you guys do on a regular basis. So we play mm-hmm. some games. We don't do crafts. Maybe next year we can somehow incorporate crafts into our service. But
I feel bad for our custodians if we did that.
Just glitter.
Yeah, we have staff like that put some energy into brainstorming this Sunday, and now it's mm-hmm. becoming like bigger and more fun and more creative every year.
Really becoming a staple, I'd say, for the summer. Families look forward to it. I think even people who, you know, are past that like young or like intermediate family stage also just look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From all the energy and like the fun. Not that the service isn't always energetic and fun, but it's just a totally different vibe when you bring in all, like, there was probably, I'd say, at least 50 kids in the service that day.
Yeah.
Well, minimum.
Probably much more, I think. Yeah.
Like, that's how many we usually have upstairs that weren't there.
Yeah.
So the fact that they were all in the service, plus, you know, community people that came out or people from other churches maybe that heard about this Sunday that came out, like, there was definitely a lot of energy, fun songs, upbeat songs the kids would know. And
it was fun. I thought everyone, like worship team, did a great job. Yeah, making it accessible to children, but also meaningful for grown-ups as well. Pastor Jordan speaking was fantastic with his little, not little, but dog, Freezer, who featured in our service. And to be honest, I think one of the reasons why we get so excited about this is because it's become a huge highlight of the community, even outside of our church. And it's easy. Like, I have two children who are in daycare and school, and it was so easy for us to invite their friends and their families out. And we invited like eight people and or families out to this event, and about four of them did show up. Some of them stayed outside. They didn't go into the service. They only joined us for the carnival afterwards. But actually, some of them did come into the service, and normally they don't go to church. So this was kind of their only exposure to what a church service could look like. And I think they were very thankful to have been invited. So I think overall, this is a great win for not just our young families, but as a church. It's a great missional opportunity. It's a great opportunity to show our community what we're all about. So I think every summer for the next little while, this will be our kind of launch event
for the summer. Foreseeable future.
And that's fantastic. So great job. Everyone, all the volunteers who served in it, thank you.
But thank you very, Caitlin and the team. Very much. If you volunteered in that carnival, it was such a huge help to have you guys in your hands, just setting up games, running the games, manning bouncy castles, corralling
children. How many
children.
Volunteers would you say it takes to do something like that?
Oh, man. Like, we can get by with, like, 10, but ideally we would have 20, 25.
Well, that's just the carnival part you're talking about. Like, if you think about the Sunday morning
just to run the carnival after the service, to do bare bones, not run it excellently, we can go with 10. But in order to run it excellently and have it flow really well for kids and families, we need at least 20, if not 30, especially
next year,
as
let's
we grow.
Go for 40.
Yeah, especially as we grow.
Especially with the new inflatable.
Thankfully, our company we rent from gives a qualified attendance to watch those ones.
We got lots of ideas for next year. It'll be fun. And we know, we heard already, if you were standing in line for the ice cream and you didn't get a scoop because we ran out, don't worry, next year we'll get even more. So it's all good. So what else do you have on the calendar for us, for SCBC Kids in the summer?
Yeah. So tonight, it will not be tonight when this is released, but tonight of recording.
Last week.
We have our first family picnic of the summer, which I think we have about 10 families who have like officially RSVP'd.
Nice.
And that, like, I reached out and was like, hey, please come. We would love to see you. And we got 10 that are like pumped coming out. A bunch are, you know, working and whatnot, which is totally understandable. But I think it's going to be a really cool time for just like fellowship outside of the church, because I've, in speaking with families, like, Sundays can be so chaotic with so many people, because there are quite a few people in the building just in the services now. It's amazing, like, just to see the life in the church. But for, you know, some families, it's just so busy, especially with like chasing young kids, that they, you know, maybe prefer not to stay and get lost in the hustle and bustle after. They just want to head out. So this is a time that it's like disconnected from that, like, huge, like, a bit stressful maybe for some on a Sunday. It's a very low-key environment for them to be able to plug in and connect and spend time in fellowship with families at our church. We've got good feedback from it in past years, and it was actually a family who suggested that we do evening events in the summer. So that specifically it was the dad that works until like 4:30 or 5, who could never come to, if it was a craft day or a beach afternoon, could never come because he was working, but wanted to spend time with church people. So we're like, absolutely, we can make that happen. And we've been doing it for quite a few years now. And it's just an awesome time to connect outside of a church setting.
We talk about radical hospitality and meaningful connections in our church, and how the Lord has called us to be a family, a body of Christ. And I think this is one very practical way of taking advantage of our time in the summer, this glorious weather, to go outside and be with others.
And just the beautiful, like, the nature, like you said, people, you know, are crazy busy scrambling summers because it's just so beautiful. But God's beauty around us, with just the beaches and the parks that we have here in the lower mainland, let alone South Delta, is incredible. So let's take advantage of it.
Absolutely. What else you got planned for us?
Well, we, as you may or may not know, we've moved to one-day camp formats just for, realistically, volunteers. It's much easier to corral people for one day than it is to get them out for a whole week. And so those who, you know, are able to come out for our one day camps. And we have our Bible camp coming up in like 2 weeks on the 23rd of July. It's almost full, but we still have room for more families who want to come out. So if you're listening to this and you know someone maybe in the church or in the community, it's July 23rd from 9 to 3. Mm-hmm. It's think of like our VBS that we did, but in one day we do a large group, some worship, games, crafts, activities, Bible verses.
Yeah.
And it's just a really a day of fun learning about Jesus. Mm-hmm. This year's theme is Set Sail. So they're going on a ocean cruise, mm-hmm. Which it'll be fun to kind of incorporate that into the lessons of you know, how God will work through the stormy seas and the calm, sunny days.
Mm-hmm. And what ages is this for?
Grade one, kids entering grade 1 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, we've kind of optimized the program for those like elementary aged kids. Again, with just how we are able to get volunteers. This year is a lot better than last year. We've got enough people, more than enough people for the kids that we have, which is absolutely amazing. So if we can get kind of this same momentum going next year, I can see us opening it up for a larger age range, but yeah, it really just depends on who we get coming out to help. So we're very thankful for the people we have this year, and hopefully yeah, we can continue this momentum next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we have two camps in August. August 8th, we have our baking camp,
which is
a highlight for a lot of families, because especially community families, because it is something that it's at the church, but, and we do a like gospel message tie-in, usually right before lunch. We do a little game and a message about how last few years has been how God's created us unique, mm-hmm. just like all of the little baked goods you guys get to make are unique. Might switch it up a little bit this year, but, you know, curriculum is still in the works. Yeah. That's not till August. And then on August 21st, I believe it is, we have our science camp, which is surprised me by far our most popular camp. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like the day it is, but like the time of year, the end of August, but the last 2 years, 2-3 years, it's been our highest registered / attended camp of the summer. We already have a wait list, mm-hmm. which we just got another volunteer for that one. So we're able to let everyone in on the wait list, which is amazing. Nice. But yeah, I think we're going to try and do an environment theme this year, tie it into stewarding God's environment well.
Cool.
Do some fun crafts and activities and just have a really good time learning about how God's created our planet and how we can explore that planet through science and honor God in the process. Mm. So
yeah. I love the crafts and activities.
Oh, I know. I know. They're so much fun. We have a lot of fun preparing them and getting to do like testers of all of them.
We need slime 1 year, right?
Oh, both
slime.
Usually we've done slime the last 2 years. We've done science. I know it's a kid favorite, so I don't want to cut it. But I'm trying to see if we can figure out a way to tie it in. But yeah, baking's for grade 1 to 4 as well. But science, we let kindergartners in. So kids entering kindergarten.
Sin is like slime and Jesus washes it away.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's actually not made that much of a mess, surprisingly.
Oh, that's not
we
bad.
Tablecloth the tables and the kids are pretty good at keeping it on the table.
Awesome.
But yeah, no. So we opened science up for kindergarten because the experiments are a little bit more accessible than being
baking
in our like big industrial church kitchen / the gym with many, many loose ingredients kind of all around. So yeah, we're really excited for our camps and it's a time for just kids to learn about God and in a fun way that really hopefully will resonate with them like it has in years past.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I think the listeners could maybe just be brought in on is I know a lot of people ask, hey, what happened to the VBSs of old, like Vacation Bible School that not just our church, but many churches used to do all week long, sometimes all day long, sometimes half day. But it would be big. It would be giant with hundreds of kids. My mother-in-law, who's passed away now, but she used to be our director of children's ministry way back. And I think we had over like 1,000 kids one time.
Oh, they exceeded the fire limit for the building
and
had to have tents outside.
Yes, I totally understand why we would miss having VBSs. Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering why we haven't been doing them in the last few years, is because the dynamics in our society have changed. Our mission field changes and the way in which we engage the mission field changes with it.
Exactly.
One of the things that we've noticed is that single-income families are rare now. Almost every young family that we know, and not even just young family, but just
family.
Anyone.
Yeah.
They're mostly dual income.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us have both parents working, and therefore it's hard to really find the hundreds of volunteers that we mm-hmm. need in order to put on a VBS week long. And it's hard to ask our volunteer base to take a whole week off from work when they only get 2, 3, 4 weeks off a year
mm-hmm.
And dedicate. And we used to have that. We used to have people who would take a whole week off their work and use that vacation to serve us and the church and the family and the community. And those were great, and the amazing ministry and the results of that ministry, the fruit was amazing too. But just with dual income families, that mm-hmm. mode of doing camps in the summer had become harder.
Yeah.
And maybe not just harder, I think nearly impossible to do. And it became a drain and a burnout. And we didn't want to guilt people into, you know, taking mm-hmm. time off work to do this because the Lord is good in this ministry. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we can do other things and accomplish God's mission in those ways too.
So, exactly. Yeah. And we've seen amazing things happen through these camps already in the last few years.
Yeah.
So we're just excited to see how God's working in this new format. And parents who, you know, have their kids all day, even just the one day that they're able to drop their kids off here for our camps cost $10 each.
Yeah.
So they're really accessible for anyone to come, $10 per kid per day. And that really just goes to buying the supplies needed. We usually, like, we don't make a profit on these camps whatsoever. We just buy the supplies we need, and we make it as big and fun and amazing as a day can be. And we still have our decorations up from last year in one of the kids' rooms. So that'll be fun to change it up from our wildlife theme last year to set sail cruising this year.
There you go.
Fun.
And what else? I know you got more on the calendar as well. What else do you have?
In Kidsman or in just life?
In Kidsman, I think. Don't you have another picnic or?
Oh yeah, sorry, our summer wrap up in August. I didn't forget about it, but I so excited about the camps, I forgot about it. to mention, on August 29th, we have our final. It's not like our summer wind up family picnic.
Yeah.
We've done it for a few years where we just end the summer with a picnic. Last year this year we're doing it at Memorial Park from 5 to 7 p.m. And even if you're not a young family and you just want to come hang out with our church people and even get to know some of the younger families, we know many of you have been through that stage of life.
Yes.
And having resources like that for families of someone who knows what being a young family is like is always amazing. We usually end off with a big picnic. Bring some treats for the kids and families normally, and do some fun games like relay games, egg tosses, or one of the fan favorites is a potato sack race. We have a box full of potato sacks in our resource room.
I haven't seen a potato sack in like 15 years.
Oh man,
you gotta come out to
this. They're pretty great when you see the parents hopping along with the kids. And
but Mary's not allowed to participate with her concussion track record. She's got to stay away from those potato sacks.
Exactly. So it's a fun way to kick off or I guess wind down the summer just with one last hurrah at the park. There's the water park, the playground.
Yeah. And again, our church is all about radical hospitality, meaningful connections.
Yeah.
So if you're not a young family, because I know many of you listening, you're not in that stage anymore, or you're not yet at that stage, or you maybe aren't. And that's great because these family events, even though they're targeting young families, young families, including myself, we feel tremendously valued by the church family when people who aren't in our demographics come and hang out with us intentionally at these events.
Exactly.
Because it just shows that you care about these young kids running around. You care about these young families that are trying to figure out life with the what may seem like a chaotic lifestyle of having multiple kids and trying to, you know, do the, you know, make ends meet and try to provide an awesome home for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people who are outside of that stage of life enter in and communicate by their presence that they care and they value us, it's a really good feeling. So please do feel free to come out to these picnics or volunteer at these camps. It just helps us to show that radical hospitality, especially to these young families in our community.
Absolutely. We would love to put you in a potato sack and have you hop down a field. No, I'm just kidding. But we would love to have you.
Kidding, but not kidding.
Kidding, but not kidding. If you want to, you're welcome. Yeah. But yeah, just spending time with the families. They love it. We love it. And we just love to see our church coming together and spending time in fellowship. Like, God intended life to be done in fellowship. And so often we see people lonely, isolated, and just really, you know, feeling the kind of, not necessarily selfish, but individualistic kind of tendencies in our society. So this is just a time to spend in fellowship with God's community and really just pour into each other. So come on out in August.
Yeah, I mean, this may be a good segue, but it's not just us in the kids department or young families. There's also some cool stuff planned by Jacob Harder and his team for youth and young adults. So if you want any information, we were wanting to have Jacob on this podcast, but he's on vacation right now, which we will get to. But it's become a really highlight for a lot of these young families, youth, young adults to do some fun activities during the summer. So if you have any questions about it, or if you want to know what's available for youth and young adults, you can go to our website. You can talk to Jacob and we'll be able to hook you up with some information there. For us too, as a staff and as key leaders and volunteers of our church, this is a season typically when we do go on vacation oftentimes in the summer. So one of the things is that, yeah, there's some ministries that are winding down in the summer months. And then there's also other activities like Kidsmen and others that are winding up. But in general, a lot of people are going to be away. Traditionally, the trends show that our church attendance dips in summer because a lot of people are away, much of that. And I'm personally going to be away a little bit. Caitlin, I think you have some plans, which we'll talk about later. Mary, you have some plans. So for summer, we expect some of our volunteers and leaders, but also our staff to go on vacation. Like I said, we have a few on vacation right now, and that will continue for the next 6 weeks or so. So that means that we are a small team. I think sometimes people don't appreciate that as much because we have hundreds of people, if not maybe even 1,000 people that call this church home. But we as a staff, we're still a small team. We have less than 25 people on staff. And I know that's not small for a church, but it is small for an organization. And most of us aren't even full time. So so there we have quite a lot of, like, we don't have on-call people to substitute for us when, when we leave. We have to find our substitutes as we plan our vacation. So yeah, for staff, as we're in and out, it just means we're taking on other people's roles when they go and vice versa. So it's a great team work, I guess. At the same time, it could be a busy season. For me personally, I think it's one of the busiest seasons of the year. Workload-wise. That's also because it's a season of prep for us. There's a lot of preparation going on. We just started budget season. I personally like to be a planner, so we do an annual planning meeting in October every year to plan the calendar events of the next year. We do a budget season practice from about July to August, and then September, the board gets to see it, and then they wrestle with it for September, October, 2 months, and then we present it to you in November. So that's like a half a year process, which we have started just now. We also had our Christmas brainstorming meeting, and we have our second Christmas planning meeting coming up in August as well. So we already know the theme of Christmas. Actually, I decided, or I thought about the theme last October for this Christmas. So I personally like to plan ahead. Our sermon series is actually scheduled all the way out to Easter of 2025. And I've heard some pastors go like, wow, like, you plan out that far ahead. Now, I do like the idea of spontaneity, and if we need to change things, I'm flexible. I'm not like rigid, but I do like planning ahead. It does help the team, I find, oftentimes. So yeah, it's a season of planning for many of us on staff. We'll be planning budgets, we'll be planning events, we'll be planning for Christmas in particular, fall launch in particular. So we got lots on the radar, which makes this season actually busier than what you might think for the staff at SDBC. And at the same time, we don't want to guilt anyone for going away and leaving us for a few weeks in the summer, because as we've said many times in this podcast, we really value Sabbath and the biblical teaching of rest, and that being a really important routine and rhythm of our lives. And for you to be able to have the privilege of going away and enjoying time, enjoying good weather, enjoying beautiful places, we love that. Mm-hmm. So please don't feel guilty. We love that you're going away. We love that you get some vacation. However, when you are back, volunteer with us, serve with us, because we do have a lot of other people away. It'd be fantastic for you to keep working with us as we participate in God's work throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mary, what about for you? Let's talk about maybe some community group stuff mm-hmm. over the summer.
It's very similar to sort of the routines and rhythms you were just talking about. So community groups do wind down, like you mentioned, but a lot of them will still do socials or stay connected over group chats or anything like that during mm-hmm. the summer. But the majority of them do wrap up just because a lot of them are going away. And because it's kind of just like the normal routines and rhythms, I think we just fall into it. Because yeah. a lot of our programs follow the school year. Because yes. a lot of people have kids or are teachers or things yeah. like that. So a lot of our programs do that. And then the two other main things that I have that are wrapping up are the Starfish Pack program, yeah. which also follows the school calendar,
yes.
and then the SDBC tutoring program. So there are lots of things that I manage that are wrapping up, but like you said, the prep, because there's so much prep that goes into running a whole yes. year of both Starfish and tutoring and putting new community groups together. So it's a time to really be able to focus on bigger projects and planning, because a yep. lot of times, especially managing a lot of different ministries at once, there are weeks where I just feel like I'm like putting out small fires or like checking yes, stuff off a yeah. list or like trying to just keep up with it all. So summer is kind of a time to reevaluate and look at everything that's happened and prep and plan or see what we can change or see what we can do different. And starting volunteer recruitment as well. We have a lot of volunteers for Starfish and tutoring who are very passionate about it, who yeah. have already told me they're coming back. So we're pretty well suited. But like everyone's been saying in this podcast too, we'll always take volunteers for anything. So if you're interested in Starfish or tutoring, always come talk to me. But yeah, the summer is definitely a different pace because I'm one of the strange ones who doesn't actually go away much in the summer. We're not actually going away till September. So I just kind of sit in my office and watch everyone come and go. But it's so beautiful around here. That's one of the reasons Phil and I mm-hmm. never really make our plans in the summer, because it's a really nice time to be yeah. around here. So yeah, that's kind of my
yeah.
portfolio for the summer.
Yeah. And if you are part of a community group or if you're a leader of a community group, we do highly recommend somehow staying in touch with mm-hmm. the group, even though mm-hmm. you may not be meeting regularly anymore, not weekly or biweekly. For our group, for instance, we have a barbecue coming up next Sunday. One of our community group members, they've opened up their home to host a barbecue for us, a potluck, and it'll be super fun. And just once in a while, being able to touch base. Some of us are away, so they won't be able to participate, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Whoever is here and around, like, we like to get together because we don't just like studying the Bible together. We also like each other. So, so we like getting together. And also group chats. If there's a prayer request, to make sure that there's some activity on the group chat. If you're a leader, you might need to facilitate that somehow. But mm-hmm. yeah, like saying, hey, I actually have this situation at work that I would love your prayer for, or something like that. That continues to be a support for one another. If we can provide tools for you, we definitely would love to help, Mary and I. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to enjoy rest, enjoy this season, and at the same time, stay connected and plan to be engaged throughout the summer as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any personal plans that you guys might have throughout the summer? I know, Mary, you said you
no.
don't have vacation plans, but, well, I guess you're prepping for the next season that's
yeah,
coming up in your life. And
not really.
Life.
I'm kind of procrastinating that. You know, I'm trying to graduate my master's right now. So
go.
That's kind
yeah.
of my main thing. So my main summer project is writing papers. So,
nice.
But I have to be done that by the end of this month. So
yeah. So you'll still have some summer left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Caitlin?
Yeah. We kind of did our big vacation already. So, Aaron and I went to England for about 10 days. Because he's from there. So we went to visit,
yes.
we call this our, like, quotes, family trip. Because I went to meet a bunch of his family that weren't able to make it out for the wedding.
Yeah.
Just because flights to England
yeah.
can be very expensive. So,
yeah.
you know, if you're a family of five or six, like a couple of his aunts and uncles,
yeah.
then that's not really feasible to come out just for, not just for a day, but, you
yep.
know, it like realistically
yep.
just for a day. So we're really blessed that we were able to use points from our credit
nice.
Card that we got from our wedding to fly over there and meet some of his family, which is really nice. And I don't want to say it was relaxing because we were absolutely bagged after like every day. We were just exhausted, but it was so refreshing because, I mean, I really love history, yeah. and no one can doubt the history over there. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. So even though it was such an exhausting trip, it was very refreshing and refueling and refilling, just to kind of put ministry at the back of my mind and spend time with my husband and just enjoying a beautiful city. Yeah. That was really nice.
Did you do any like touristy stuff?
Oh yeah.
Like the palace, the Big Ben, all that?
Yeah. Well, the palace is closed during the summer.
Oh, okay.
So you can't go inside, but okay. we walked around the outside, saw some guards doing their little marchy march. inside the gates. We went to Westminster Abbey, which was probably my highlight, and just ridiculous to think that you're like walking on people's tombs. kind of crazy, but also it's just the fact that they built that when they did is like absolutely incredible. It was the most beautiful thing I think I've ever seen in my life. We went to museums and we went on the London Eye.
That's cool.
It was just really fun. And then we just spent hours, honestly, walking around the city. Mm-hmm. It was just really nice. We spent some time on like the East Coast because that's where his family's from. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice, the time to reconnect and relax because kind of like I've highlighted all the events we're doing. Yeah. They require a lot of planning and preparation. And like Paul said, we plan for next summer, basically in September. Yeah. I'll say like the quote unquote slower season for Kidsmen. It is by no means slow, but the summer is really go, go, go between the carnival, the picnics, the camps. Yeah. I'm very thankful to have a summer intern this year who can help me kind of plan all
those
things.
Shout out Katie
Bartsey. Woo, woo, we love you. So it's really exciting to have like a little bit of a rest before, like we came back on the 18th and the carnival was on the 23rd. Yeah. So it was kind of come back and go, go, go. But it's just it was such an amazing time to reconnect. And then we're trying to do a couple weekends this summer, mostly for some family stuff. Yeah. we're going to go up to Whistler with Aaron's family to spread his mom's ashes. Mm. And then my aunt, who just lost our uncle a couple months ago, is coming down all of August, which will be amazing. But in the end of August, probably Labor Day weekend, our whole family is going down to our cousin's house. So we're really hoping to be able to go if we can find enough of a crew to man that Sunday without me. Go down and spend time with the whole family would be awesome. Just kind of remembering our uncle and spending time together would be really cool.
Important family time.
So it's really fun. So like, super busy, but, you know, hoping to get away a couple weekends here to spend time with family. And like Mary said, like, we don't really want to leave in the summer. Yeah. It's so beautiful here. There's so much to do. So, a couple weekends and it was really nice. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of London, my son, he was singing "London Bridge is Falling Down" the other day in the car. Mm. Randomly stopped singing and said, "Wait, but Daddy, if it's falling down, it's not good, is it? Maybe we should stop singing this song." I was like, "Oh boy!" You're right. Vancouver tends to be exceptionally beautiful in the summer. So even for me, I have a kind of a work trip. I'm speaking at Sunnybrae again. I didn't know if they would invite me back to speak, but they are. Last year I went for the first time ever. Salmon Arm is amazingly beautiful, and I've been told that all my life, but I was able to go for the first time last year and enjoyed it. And I was invited back to speak at a different week, but at the same camp at Sunnybrae. So I'll be doing that in August, and Pastor Jason's family, so they're going with us as well. So it'll be a lot of fun. The reason why I say it's a little bit of a work trip, though, is when I do go, I speak 10 times in the week that I'm there. So it's not really like, and I just can't bring myself to ever wing it. So I'm like really, really, really well prepped usually. Mm-hmm. So then it's just a lot of, and I get kind of tense and stressed out like before I speak because, you know, I'm always like trying to like prepare myself to do my best and all that stuff. So I don't think it'll be as relaxing for me, but I know my family, for my family it is. And for my daughter, she loves the horseback riding there and she can't wait to see Toby again, the horse. And
hopefully Nathan. He's there.
Yeah. Well, they talked about that camp for a while when you guys got back last year.
Yeah. Nathan went with us, obviously, but Christian, the oldest son, he went on a different week last year. So they both went to Sunnybrae, but separately. This year we get to go on the same week. So like Nathan and Christian are excited about it. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to spending some quality family time, even though it'll be busy for me personally. I love being able to do work with family. That's that's kind of rare, I guess. Not everyone gets to do that. So I like to enjoy that. And yeah, like you guys, I might have some, I had one other vacation booked to Penticton, but that's not going to work anymore. So I had to cancel that. So I'm going to try to do some staycation. I realize if I don't take some time off now, I may not be able to take much time later in the year. So I'm going to make sure I get at least a week of nice quality staycation time with my family. Yeah, I have a unique, well, somewhat unique situation with my wife being a teacher. Sarah's off all summer. So, like, I do need to, like, take advantage of this time and spend some good time with them. So
very nice.
I'm looking forward to it as well. So so this is what we wanted to do, just kind of let you in on what summer looks like for us individually, but also for our team of staff. And I thought it would be fun for us to end on a draft. We haven't done a draft in a long time on our podcast. We haven't done an episode in a long time. But we will do a draft. And I promise you, we will do more episodes throughout the summer. We are not taking a break from
podcasts.
Although
we have said that multiple times.
I know, I know. We'll try our best this time. Hopefully no one gets sick or no one goes away anytime soon. We are going to do a draft, and I thought related to our topic, maybe do favorite summer activities. And we'll do three rounds of this. If you don't know what a draft is, we're going to draft our favorite summer activities, and we're going to do three each. And you can rank us on who you think did the best, who you resonate with most.
Who's I forgot that these have to be ranked. I don't know if mine's going to be
ranked.
I know.
I was like, debating between, do I do the things that I genuinely love and are my favorite, which might be a little more niche, or do I want to win?
Hey, you
I think
do
I'll
what
go
you
with
want.
My favorites.
There you go. And it doesn't have to be vacation, really. It could be, but it doesn't have to be, because like we said, not everyone goes away in the summer, and there could be local things that we love here. So we always allow the guests to go first and have the first pick of the draft. So for the first round and the first pick of this draft, Caitlin, you get to go.
Wonderful. I definitely misread only three rounds, and I thought five, so I have eight things that I now have to decide between.
There you go.
I'm going to say my first one is getting ice cream, but specifically in Steveston.
Ooh.
So then you can go and walk around on, like, the wharf and the big, like,
Timothy's park. Frozen yogurt?
No. I don't know. It's like the window, and, like, you go up, I don't know, it's, like, down, I don't know, one of those streets, and it's on a window. It's just, like...
Okay.
Oh, literally, like, you stand outside, they're like a million flavors. Yeah. You're like, I want this one. And then they scoop it and give it to you at the other window. I don't know what it's called, but that was where Aaron and I had one of our first dates.
Cute.
And so it's got lots of good memories. But yeah, Steveston's beautiful. You can get delicious dinner before. But ice cream in Steveston with a nice walk is my top
nice
draft.
And close, local, like it. I like it. Mary, you get the second pick of this draft.
Okay, my first one would be tubing.
Tubing as in any particular location, or
I like ocean tubing. We've tubed before.
Sorry, on a boat.
Behind a boat. Tube out front of Keats, because it's pretty calm there between Keats and Gibson's. I don't love lakes. I know that's controversial, but I don't like stagnant water. I like the ocean.
Have you tried, like, really big lakes?
Yeah,
and
I'm
you don't
not
like
a
them
lake
either?
Fan.
Okay.
No,
All right.
I don't mind the sticky, salty.
Okay,
it's.
Hey, sometimes lakes are slimy, stinky.
Exactly.
So.
That's why I'll take the ocean.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's a good pick for sure. I personally can't choose that because that's how I injured my knee. That's how I tore my ACL. But anyways.
Probably not good for concussions either.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe you should stay away from tubes too. We'll see.
You probably can't do it pregnant
speaking
either.
Speaking of tubing, I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to say
you
anything.
You could definitely be like, you can do like extreme hardcore tubing, but you could do like a gentle cruise.
Gentle, yeah. Make sure a responsible driver is driving. Yeah,
make sure you wear your life jacket.
Yeah. So just off topic for a second, when we went to our staff retreat in Phoenix, Arizona, one of the things that was recommended to me was tubing. In one of the rivers there, I don't know the region too well, but we have a few people who used to have a vacation home down in Phoenix, and few like Pastor Rick, who is from Arizona. They recommended this tubing, and I watched a YouTube video. It looks so amazing.
Oh,
it's like a relative
lazy river tubing.
Yeah, but it's not like a hardcore, like, you know, rafting type.
It's not
of
whitewater rafting.
Yeah,
no,
it's more casual, but like it looked so fun. But yeah, it was very hot when we went and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we elected not to do it. But
next time.
Yeah, that looks fun. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if we have river tubing close by here. Do we?
I think there's lots in the Okanagan.
Yeah. Penticton, yes.
Penticton's got an amazing one.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So speaking of that area, mine would be similar to Mary's, but not particularly tubing because, again, I got hurt doing that. I love the Okanagan Lake in particular. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be there. There's other lakes that I've been to, and like Sunshine Coast or on the island that I like. But maybe I'll just go with Okanagan Lake, jet skiing.
Ooh.
That is one of my favorites.
I feel like
favorite.
It's way easier to hurt your knee jet skiing than...
Why would you hurt yourself?
Oh, no. Wait,
if you're sitting,
I thought you said water skiing.
Oh, okay, sorry. No,
never mind. Jet skiing. Okay,
Jet-propelled water skis?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what kind of activities do you do on the jet ski?
I was
like,
how do you not think you can hurt your knee doing that?
I'm like, I don't think I've ever hurt my knee jet skiing.
Jet skiing is fun.
I haven't done it for a long time. Mm. Ever since I was supposed to pay for my own activities. Mm. So ever since I became an adult, I saw the price of renting it for an hour, and I was like, oh, I can't do that. It's so expensive. But I want to. I really miss it. I used to do it a lot when I was in high school and stuff, and I just totally miss it. I hope one day I'll be back on a jet ski. So that is my first. And since it's a snake draft, I'll also go next. And this might be a little bit kind of just me kind of a thing, but I do love the summer here locally. Mm-hmm. So one of the things you kind of took it to, but I would say specifically going to Vancouver downtown for like a foodie trip. Mm. In Vancouver, there's a lot of cool stuff in the summer, like where you get to sit on the patio of beautiful restaurants and then enjoy good ice cream and go for a walk around Stanley Park kind of a thing. So like a downtown food trip outing with the family. I did it kind of with some of you guys know that my son and my wife, they went to Disney and left me and Christiane here. And my daughter's 3 years old. That she woke up one day and she's like, I want pancakes, Dada. I want pancakes. I was like, okay, we're going to get pancakes, but I don't make great pancakes. So if I'm going to take you out to a pancake place, we're going to go to the best pancake place in town. So we went to Jam Cafe in downtown. we went to Kitsilano, actually. We went to the Kitsilano location and we drove an hour to get there. And
dedication.
I thought there might be a lineup,
so sweet.
But at that time there wasn't a lineup, thankfully, but it was still packed and we had a great time. Like those are the little things that I love about summer, and we just walk around relaxing, lazy day. So that's me, downtown food trip outing. Mary, we're going back to you.
Okay, this one's a little bit general, but I feel like you'll let me have it. But it's eating my two favorite things,
okay,
which are both summer things, which are burgers and blueberries.
Burgers and blueberries. Wait.
Yes.
Wait, what is there a specific burger that you like?
Just like barbecue, like the smell of barbecue on barbecue burgers.
Okay.
Just it's so nostalgic.
I was wondering
right?
because you're celiac.
Obviously, I eat burgers all year round, but like it's just more of a summer thing.
No, I was just wondering,
but
because
yes,
you're
celiac. It has to be a clean barbecue, gluten free.
No. I was wondering if there's a recommendation of a restaurant that you would recommend
just
to gluten free
sort
people.
Just any sort of safe.
No. Okay.
Well, Britannia and Ladner actually makes a really good safe. Celiac burger.
Okay.
But no, just generally burgers and blueberries.
There's just something about eating outside in the summer.
I know.
Ooh,
and Phil hates
different.
Blueberries, so I get to eat them all. So
really?
He brought me home a 10-pound box the other day.
So there's a family in our church who owns like a hobby blueberry farm, and oh my goodness, one of the best blueberries ever.
So
we
ate those so fast.
Yeah.
It was
just
disgusting.
Eat them by the mittful.
We brought our staff there too, and they actually hosted us and hosted like a barbecue lunch for us, and it was a fun summer
amazing.
Activity
mm-hmm.
and to be honest, like I love blueberries too, but I probably had way too much blueberries for that 1 week.
I think I could survive alone on blueberries and burgers.
I don't think your stomach would be very happy.
No, probably not.
It already never is.
But I agree, blueberry season is what excites me about the summer for sure. Caitlin,
well, I didn't think you guys would choose water activities because boating, like tubing, was my number one. I was like, there's no way they'll
pick
that.
But you didn't choose it for number one.
Well, I know. I didn't think you guys were, like, you were a tube person.
Once upon a time.
I know. So I probably would have to say, I'm going to do my niche one that I know y'all aren't going to pick, but I also get to pick again after. So the broad one is just playing sports in the summer.
Yeah.
I love it. More specifically.
Outdoor.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I think indoor sports in the summer are just, personally, I also don't mind being like really warm and sunny if I'm doing something that I love. If you do indoor sports, I'm not going boo. Yeah. I just, you know, I grew up on the ball field in the summer and, you know, besides a little mishap last year, breaking my thumb, I've only been able to play one game this summer, which hurts my heart very much.
Aww.
But playing baseball in the summer it just hits different.
Do you still play club teams or anything like that for summer? Or
I play like on a rec team, league.
Yep.
It's like just a slow pitch, just Swanson slow pitch.
Have you ever played against Katie Bartsey?
No, she's not old enough to be in the league. Oh, you have to be 19.
Okay.
There you go. But no, I've been on this same team for like 9 years now.
Nice.
Or I guess 8 years, ever since I turned, I think it was 18 when I joined.
So is it softball or hardball where
this
you guys...
This is slow pitch.
No, but where you when you guys used to go out to Kelowna
for... Oh, that was fast pitch.
That was fast pitch? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what Kaylin and I were talking about yesterday. Like, I don't know why the big tournament is out there because
it is
brutally hot sometimes. Oh, not sometimes, a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Because they would go... I remember you going... Was it June?
I think usually like
May?
Late May, early June, but I think it was usually in May.
I remember it being like 35, 36.
No, it
brutal,
was. Yeah.
And people are having heat strokes and you're out in the field like for an hour and a half.
Love of the game.
I'm like, man, I don't even know what you guys are doing.
Yeah. But no, playing sports in the summer, but specifically, like softball, fast pitch, baseball, whatever in the summer. He's like my favorite thing ever.
Awesome. And this is the snake format. So you also get the final round, first pick of the final round here.
All right. My last pick is going to say, going on a picnic, different from Mary's eating burgers and blueberries. going on a picnic, I'd say is my third one. Specifically, sushi picnics.
Sushi picnics.
Yep.
Nice.
Eating sushi outside. I mean, I said already food outside hits different, but there's something about like cold sushi on a hot beach.
Yes.
Make sure you bring a cooler if you're not going to eat all your sushi, though.
I was going to say, because warm sushi on a hot
beach. No. You order the sushi, you go straight to the beach, and you eat the sushi right away.
Yeah. Raw fish that's been out in the sun for 2 hours.
Covered in sand. You got to eat it all, but it's, it's like my friend and I do at least one, if not two, every summer.
Nice.
Where you just order a like huge platter of sushi and then demolish it on the beach. So,
nice.
Yeah, those are my top three, I'd say.
Okay, I like it.
Ice cream and baseball.
I like it. Mary, you get the second pick of the final round.
This one's really lame, and I hope you don't make fun of me for it, but I love a water balloon toss.
Water balloon toss? Wait, what do you mean by
not a fight, just a toss?
Well, they always turn into a fight.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's implied. But I don't know. There's something about just being able to, like, get a bit wet, and it's hot and sunny, so nobody really cares, and it's fun. And
so what you're saying is you would not mind if we ambushed you with water balloons this
summer? No, because it has to start as a nice, dignified water balloon toss.
Oh, okay.
That then breaks into water.
Okay, okay.
Again, for concussion reasons, we should make sure we hit
below the neck.
Below feet. The neck, yes. No headshots, then.
No mid shots either right now,
I guess,
probably.
Yeah, just feet. All right. No, I like that. I like that. Nice, simple.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, nice,
also,
simple.
Also, most
things.
Of my summer
I'd
things
say yours are nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of us are kind of. Yeah. For me, my final pick would be summer camps.
Mm-hmm.
And this is weird because
did
I never.
You go?
No, I never grew up going to summer camp. Like, I've never been, well, other than in grade 7, we went on a grade 7 camp and all that stuff with the class. But
doesn't count.
I've never been either.
Yeah.
I never went as a kid. Salt Spring was our summer camp, the work project trip thing.
Yeah, like a
project we used to do,
Yeah. So I've never done, like, Camp Quanos or any of those kind of camps or any kind of, like, baseball camp or even like that.
Yeah.
So
sleepaway camp.
Yeah, I haven't done any of those, so... For me, I thought I wouldn't really enjoy it, but like now going as a speaker usually, actually I still, because some of these camps are very expensive, I've only been as a speaker when I'm able to go and bring my family for free, but I've been to Imadine a couple times now, Imadine and Sunnybrae, and then Quanos, of course, multiple times, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. What a blessing. And I know a lot of our church people sponsor other young families to go for if they don't have the financial means to go, because I get it, it is expensive, right? And what a gift, though, because Sarah and our kids and us going for a week to just spend that concentrated time together and, you know, eating delicious camp food and going on these activities that we don't normally get to do at home. I just think it's amazing. And it's kind of become a highlight for me. And I knew it wouldn't be taken because like you guys aren't at that life stage yet at this point. But, I just love it. It's probably my favorite thing to look forward to.
Cool. Yeah, it is fun. I've been as a volunteer to Quanos. Yeah. I've only been to Quanos as an adult, as like a volunteer for a family camp last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I was at Trinity, we did our leadership retreat there 1 year.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I wish I went here as a kid. Like, it is just... the coolest thing ever, summer camps. So, but yeah, no, I agree, Paul.
Any honorable mentions?
Oh, yeah. Camping?
Yes. Oh, you're a camper.
I'm a camper.
I'm going to try camping for the first time this year.
My mom just bought a tent trailer.
Nice.
So we're excited to have full access to that. As well as reading in a hammock was a close one.
Oh, that's good.
And golfing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but you golf all year round, so that's not...
I don't. Aaron does.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
we, like, go to the driving range all year round, but, like, actually playing golf...
Oh, you're a fair-weather golfer?
Really? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would rather not be stuck in the rain for, like, 5 hours.
That's fair. Understandable.
That's not a... We golfed in England.
Yeah.
And, I think we went through all four seasons. It hailed when we got to the golf course, and then it was just cloudy. The sun finally came out, then clouded over and absolutely poured. Then wind, so much wind. And then finally it was just overcast before we ended our round.
What else do you expect?
It was great.
Yeah. Mary, how about you? Honorable mentions?
No, because this is also probably controversial, but summer is not my favorite season.
Really?
So I don't have a very long list. I'm a fall, winter girl.
Wow, so
I also like
dark,
fall, but...
Rainy,
no, I don't like dark, rainy, depressing. I just like fall and winter.
Oh, that is fall
you
and
like
winter
being
here.
Inside without having to have the AC on?
Okay, see, this is why I wasn't going to say anything about it.
Okay, all right. So there it is. So, disclaimer, we live in one of the newer townhouses in our town, and they do all come in with air conditioning.
Yeah.
So that does change the comfort level
I think
of
we
summer.
Have three fans in our house right now just to try and blow air through.
I would say honorable mention for me would be milkshakes and cherries.
Blueberries
are definitely
about
out there,
cherries.
But since you already mentioned it.
But you can have a milkshake anytime.
I don't buy in the summer though. It's so good. Yeah. Emily Farms, I went there last week with Christiana
as strawberry
well.
Milkshake.
Strawberry banana milkshake.
Now I want cherries.
Yeah, cherries too.
I have some in the fridge. Well,
I heard
some.
Yeah, Pastor Jason texted me one day. Nathan was over playing with Christian and their family, and he's like, "Yeah," it sent me a photo of Nathan eating cherries, and he's like, "Yeah, he's raiding my cherry tree." I'm like, "Oh, I hope he's leaving you some." He's discovered cherries for the first time this year, and same with Christiane, and they're loving it. I'm like, blueberries and cherries, probably my top two.
Mm-hmm.
Although peaches.
Oh, I love a good stone fruit.
All fruit.
Nectarines. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Watermelon.
Summer fruit, man. You really can't beat it.
Yeah. Anyhow, so let me go over the draft again. Caitlin, for her first round, she chose Steveston ice cream and a walk around Steveston. And for her second pick, she did playing outdoor sports. And her third pick, she did going on picnics. For Mary, it was tubing, particularly around Keats, and eating burgers, gluten-free burgers and blueberries. And, hey, that's alliteration, burgers and blueberries. And then third was water balloon toss. A very kind of accessible
that
activity.
That just seems like a great day.
Very childish list.
And then for me, it was jet skiing in Okanagan Lake. A beautiful lake, by the way. Playing outdoors. Or no, that's not me. That's you. Downtown food trip outing. And also summer camps like Quano's and Medine.
Three Sunny very way. Different vibes.
Yeah, very different vibes. But you know what? I'll do any of those. They're all great. So, church family, I hope you guys get to enjoy some of your favorite summer activities. Maybe try some of our favorite activities. Maybe just throw a water balloon at yourself today. Eat some blueberries. Go for a walk. Please, in all seriousness, God has created a beautiful world. Even though we do experience the brokenness and the sin-marred nature of our world, we also see glimpses of how amazing and beautiful God is through this world. Whether that is the beauty around us in nature or, you know, human-made nature, like the architecture and all the fun that we get to enjoy, or maybe, you know, enjoy God's chief creation, the people that are around you, whether it's family or friends. Please take some time to take advantage of this beautiful season and enjoy God, enjoy His creation, enjoy one another. And we'll see you back in our next episode of SCBC Podcast. Thanks for listening.